Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Are you about to burp, Angela?
I don't know.
Guys, I just hit recording and she was like, wait, and she was about to burp. So we'll see, you guys might get a nice dose of Angela burp in the middle of this. Good grief.
Sorry about that. We're so professional.
I like trigger finger with the record. I'm like, shit. Just gonna belch right in our listeners' ears.
We still don't know how to edit. We're on what, episode 26?
No, we're 25.
25. Oh, episode 25. Woo woo.
Love it.
Yeah, and I still don't, like, we don't really know how to edit. No. So, like, we just have to pray and hope for the best.
It all works out great.
Hope we don't screw it up so really bad in the middle or anything. Belch at the start of it. So,
just a nice way to welcome you to our podcast. Belch in your ear. That's who we are. We got to just let you know straight off the bat.
We didn't say so that's a classy thing.
For sure. We're talking about other people's booze, not our own.
Right? What's funny, there's only one time in my life that I have ever been accused of being classy.
Oh, no.
And that was...
Were they crazy?
Well, you know my friends, Kelly.
Yeah.
And my friend Allison. So Kelly and I were always good friends, and... we always drank wine.
Okay, like sure.
Pinot Grigio.
Kelly is a big wine drinker.
Wine drinker. And so we were always at the bar and we would have a glass of wine and stuff like that. And one of our other friends, like we had started to get to know her, and we were all out one night. And she had made a comment, and she was like, oh my gosh, she's like, I used to always think that I could never really hang out with you ladies because you were so classy. And we're like, what? And she's like, oh, I was so intimidated by the two of you because you girls, like, always sat there and looked so, like, together and drank wine.
And we're like, what?
Like, just because we drank
wine?
Oh,
honey, you don't know us at all.
Oh, yeah. And then she was like, oh, and then, like, there was one night we all went out, and I don't even know. I think it was, like, we all went out to, it was, oh my gosh, do you remember when the strippers came to Leroy?
The strippers came to Leroy? What are you talking
about? The Chippendales. And they came to that bowling alley in Leroy.
Oh my God, Mustang Sally's,
yes.
Right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yes. And so there was a group of us that all went for just shits and giggles.
Oh my God.
And she was like, I thought you two were the classiest. And then she's like, then we all hung out. And I was like, nope, these girls are cool. And I'm like... So are you saying?
Okay.
Are you saying I'm not classy?
I've been called worse, but
right?
Classy.
Get classy. Get out of here with that.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
We still like joke about it to this day. I mean, that was like 7-8 years ago, and
you're such a classy broad.
Yeah, we still joke about it. She's like, oh, I just didn't think I could be friends with you two because you guys are too classy.
Like, I'm like, slap. How dare you call me classy?
Yeah. I throw my martini in your face.
Exactly.
My nitro mojito.
Nitro mojito. Oh my God.
Oh,
yay.
So,
good. Yeah. Well, how are you doing otherwise?
Oh, well, you know, a little gassy apparently, but other than that, doing good.
Nice.
Making my way through the world. Survived the snowpocalypse. How about
you? Good. Doing well.
Yeah.
Same old stuff.
I know. Different day.
Yeah.
Getting through the longest
month.
Getting
excited about, you know, all of our podcast stuff we got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're new year, new us.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're talking about some stuff, guys. So
we've got a lot of ideas.
Hopefully have a couple announcements within the next couple weeks, you know, for some stuff we're going to do with the podcast.
Yeah,
so,
tell your friends.
Yeah.
They want in on the ground floor.
Well, I have to say, it's our 25th episode, and we are over 2,000 listens.
Yay!
So,
yes!
I know.
I'm so excited. I felt like it took us forever to get to 1,000.
Yeah.
And then 2,000 came like nobody's business.
Just stepping right up behind it.
It was great. Like, just smacked us in the butt and was like, here I am.
Yeah. New year. Everybody's listening to a new podcast and stuff. So. Thanks, guys. I have to start off with that episode saying thanks, for sure.
Danke. Of course. Grazie.
Exactly.
So. No.
Well, cool. Yeah. Well, I guess let's just jump into it. What do you got this week,
girl? So this week... Thank you, internet.
Yes.
Thank you, world, because you never disappoint.
That interweb.
That it's interweb. Got some stuff. So this was completely new to me. I'm still not sure that I understand it. And I'm still not. I mean, I guess I understand it, but it's not anything that. Let's just say it hasn't worked for me.
Oh.
So maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you know what it is. Have you heard of ASMR videos?
Yes. Is this like where people do weird things and you watch it?
Like, yes. Like
shaving of soap and stuff like that? Okay.
Well, yes and no. So I think there's a different, like there's.
Okay.
So these are ASMR videos, are autonomous sensory meridian response videos.
Okay.
So the whole point of an autonomous sensory meridian response video is that it's supposed to provide you with like a prickly sensation.
Yes.
Kind of like when you see or hear something that's soothing or relaxing.
Well, I have to interject really quick, and I want to give a shout out to my girl Chas. She has she has brought up this to me before, and I just honestly have not had the time to sit down and research it. So I'm so excited I want to give her a shout out, even though she didn't tell you about it.
No, yeah, that's awesome.
But I know that she's somebody that watches those videos and does get that prickly feeling or whatever. Okay.
No,
so give us the lowdown.
Yeah,
girl.
This was somebody that I'm trying to remember who told me about this. They told me about it a while back and I had written it down in my phone. These videos, like I said, they give you this prickly sensation that you get when you see or hear something, but you get the sensation without having to physically touch it. Be a part of it. So it's not like, ooh, it's cold, I'm shivering, oh, it's warm, I feel that tingling sensation. Okay. It's like your body reacts to what the person is saying.
Is it kind of almost like thinking about like people scratching nails on a chalkboard?
It's the reverse of that, is what they said. So the nails on a chalkboard is like, you hear that and it sends that like shiver.
We're both shivering. We're both shivering right now.
It sends that shiver through your spine. And this is actually supposed to be, so it's the same, but the purpose of these videos is the opposite of that. It's supposed to give you a soothing, a relaxing.
Okay. Soothing. Gotcha.
And relaxing. And in fact, they actually call them brain orgasm videos.
Ooh.
Because of the gratification.
That's like being a good orgasm.
Yeah. I mean,
come on, bring it on for the brain.
If you have a regular orgasm, isn't that really a brain orgasm too?
Doesn't it release something in your
endorphins or serotonin? I don't know the words.
Poor science.
Who knows?
Hashtag science.
So these are they call them brain orgasm because of the gratification that it gives the viewers from the satisfaction, these things. And so the ones that I was looking at, the ones that were really specific to ASMR, actually, it's not so much you watching, like the soap being shaved or something being stirred, you know,
or like people putting their hands in like rice or whatever.
It's more people that are there, the rice thing could be, but it's a lot more the auditory plus the visual.
Okay.
So it's the sound is what comes along with it to try and...
The sound that your hand makes running through like dry rice.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so apparently all of these YouTubers, these ASMR YouTubers that have popped up because of this, have really done kind of a lot of research and are really trying to put things together that it's not just me sitting here rubbing rice through. Like they have a video that's, you know, anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour long.
Okay.
That is supposed to be
kind of like a relaxation tape.
And so they, it's actually been around, the term ASMR or autonomous sensory meridian response, was coined back in 2010.
Okay.
But it's, you know, always existed. I mean, it's been around forever. We just didn't have a name for it.
And, you mean like it's always been around, like people watching other people doing it?
Yeah. Being soothed because of a voice or because of an action or, you know, something along those lines.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, again, you know, music really probably could be something along those lines.
Yeah.
But because of the internet and YouTube and these, you know,
different extension of it.
We just take things to new heights and we're like, let's coin a phrase. And, you know, so Anyways, so yeah, triggers and sensation, they're pleasing. It's triggered by these audible cues that are paired with personal attention, is what it says. Okay. So again, it's not so much the audible cue, but it's the fact that somebody is looking at you and talking to you and paying attention. Ooh. And it feels like they're making it feel like it's just here for you. Oh. Like it's a very intimate experience.
Okay.
That's
kind of creepy.
Yeah. And so that these videos, they're like kind of these close up.
No harsh on people that like this kind of stuff. Right. But
there's a few of them, you know, you sit there and you just kind of start watching and you're like, okay. Like, you know, and before you know it, yes. 5 minutes have gone
You
by.
Have like spinners in your eyes and you're like,
I have to say, I didn't have a brain orgasm. Okay. It was so far from it. Maybe I'm watching the wrong video. I don't know.
You haven't found your little niche.
I haven't found my ASMR niche yet, but. But yeah, so the majority of people do use as a form of relaxation to help them sleep. So there's actually a lot of ASMR videos that I found out there that say like you'll be asleep in 25 minutes. And
I could use that.
You know, and I thought, okay, like, but
right.
So am I sleeping and then it's still going and then it turns off and then I wake up. I don't know. I have all these questions and I'm.
And then they turn the camera around and they're watching you sleep.
Right. Yeah. Which is creepy enough because the majority. I see dead people. So the majority, and then something like flies past your nose, and then you freak out,
right,
day's over.
Yeah.
So the majority of these, though, it is like it's the person whispering. Oh. Like so, I would not be an ASMR candidate.
Right.
Because I got a loud voice. We joke all the time that I don't have an inside voice.
No.
I don't know.
I don't either, really. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Neither of us do.
No.
So for me to be an ASMR video-ster or whatever they call them. But it's a lot of whispering noises paired with, again, just looking into the camera. And it's funny because they pair these whispering noises with like weird clicks and stuff too. So it's like, so the first video that I watched, it was a girl, just in front of a microphone.
Okay.
And so the first one that I watched, I probably should have like looked for like the most popular or something like that. Like I just was, but this one was pretty popular. I mean, it had like 5 million views on it.
Okay.
It was 11 minutes long. But it was just this girl in front of a microphone and she basically, I'm going to have to get closer here. Cause you know, it turns on and she's like, hello.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, what did I get myself into? Right. And she's like, hello. Today I'm doing.
What?
And she started doing these clicks and things, weird things with her mouth. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? And then, and like, she would get to this side of the microphone and she's like, how are you? And I'm like, but then it's like, you're so fascinated because you're like, what the fuck am I watching? And then she pulls a comb out, like a comb.
Okay.
Like a hair comb.
Yeah.
And the microphone was one of those, like it had kind of like the furry top, but like the mesh
top. Yeah.
It wasn't like the steel
I know
hard
what you're
microphone.
About.
It had
yeah.
like a soft top microphone or whatever. And she starts taking this comb and like combing the microphone. So you hear this like.
Oh.
On the mic, and I'm just sitting there, and so then you get this like this noise.
Half our listeners
like,
just fell asleep.
I know. So you get this noise, or they can't hear it, but like there's noise at this like this scratching, and then she's like, "How are you doing today?" I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, how is this?
Okay.
So then I was like, okay, maybe I'm watching the wrong one. Like, maybe I got into a weird ASMR universe. And this truly isn't an ASMR video.
You are flagged in so many things
right now. And yeah, like that's. Then my phone rang and they're like, do you like feet? I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. So, anyway, so I went back to do a little bit more research. Is this one?
Yeah, because everything I've heard about it is that it's just like somebody doing something, like slicing something repetitively, like the so satisfying, like that kind of thing.
And so that's what, and again, it's, that's kind of what I really thought. And maybe I'm not watching them long enough to get into the meat and potatoes of ASMR. Maybe I'm still at the amuse-bouche of ASMR. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm still at the elevated bar snack.
Right. That's as far as you got.
I can't get past the head cheese.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So anyway, so I kept looking. And the second video that, you know, I did a little bit more research. And so the second one that I went and I actually sought this one out because this one was actually one of the most watched ASMR videos out there. And it's it features, and I don't know how to say it. I don't know if it's Baba or Baba.
Okay.
B-A-B-A. It's the Cosmic Barber.
Okay.
Is his name. And he goes, all of his videos, he like shaves the head or somebody comes in with a shaved head and he then gives them a massage on their head.
Okay.
But he brings in this cosmic energy.
And this is the video?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, again, it wasn't because the way I was understanding ASMR was that it was supposed to be like pleasing and soothing. But I don't think it has to necessarily be like specific sounds. One girl was talking about how it could take her like 3 days to put together an ASMR video because she really researches like words that she wants to say. So she may just sit there.
Triggers for people.
Yeah.
And stuff
so
like
she
that.
May just sit there and be like, bougie. Bougie. Oh, that would put me bougie. Butterfinger. Foreskin.
This is where I wish we had a video camera, guys. Angie's face right now when she's doing this is just too much. You're really selling it, girl. I love it.
But I don't know. But she's like, she tries to.
Really you can do it without laughing. You got something here.
I wouldn't be able to. Because I would be like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, where did my life turn?
That I this right, is my,
right,
you know.
Right. But so this one lady, like she was saying that she researches and she actually scripts out.
I bet.
Like,
yeah.
So she knows.
I mean, people are like, doing this like for serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing. Right. Like, you know, like us, like we're not just here. Like we do research and
we write
stuff down. Yeah. Like when so you have any of that kind of media, you're definitely, if you're serious about
it. She researches some of the stuff that she's going to say and puts it all together. And then she actually goes back. She said she goes back and edits to make sure that any like loud noises or, you know, things that may have gone on in the background she didn't catch. She takes those out because you don't want to startle anything. Whereas Baba the Cosmic Barber is in a hut, barbershop place somewhere.
Not like a photo booth?
It's like a barbershop, but it's maybe in a third world country somewhere.
Okay.
And so you can hear like horns and cars and shit going on in the background. But basically he takes like a bald head, like, and he shaves, you know, so I think they shaved him already, but he takes this bald head and he basically just starts smacking the head. Like, just back and forth. Like, you're just flipping through the head. Because you can't have hair because it would get tangled. So he just flips that and then he picks up a water bottle and he, like, sprays as he slaps. So spray and slap, spray and slap, spray and slap. Again, we need a video camera right now. But spray and slap, and then he puts that down, and then he gets the head real moist again and, like, starts slapping it. And then he's the cosmic barber, so as he's slapping, he's grabbing up here and pulling in energy and pulling in energy and throwing it at the bald head and throwing it at
snap.
And so he slaps, slap, 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 slap. Pull it in, slap, 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 slap.
Oh.
Pull it in.
Rub.
I get where they're coming from. And I'm like hot now, you guys. Like, I'm sweating. I don't know how Baba does it, man. Like, woo! Yeah. So anyway, so he does this and there's all these videos out there of him doing this. And I guess I can see, like, to me, I did get caught. I watched it for maybe about 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, it was like a 25-minute video.
Sure.
But it just, after a while, I'm like, he had pit stains. So that's what I was focusing. Like, I'm such a, I can't focus. Like, I'll never probably be able to get hypnotized because I'm so ADD that I'm like, what was that? How is this? Where is that going? Like,
you can't just focus on the slapping energy.
Yeah. They would be like, look at this, you know, watch in front of you. I'd be like, you have spinach in your teeth. Like, what's that smell? Have you gotten a Costco?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Like, do you think aliens exist? So Anyway, like I kept looking at him like, oh, he has pit stains. And then I was like looking at him like, what is this guy doing? And then somebody honked. I'm like, you know, there's honking going on. Like, so then I was like, okay, I can't watch this anymore. So I moved on from that one. But the last one that I actually went and looked at was it was called Manly ASMR.
Okay.
M-A-N-L-Y. And I was like, oh, well, is that his name? Is that what's going on? No, it's for men.
Oh.
This guy's a chode.
Okay.
Okay, like, flat out chode.
Okay.
And sorry if y'all listen to him, but you're chodes too then.
Because, oh, my.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're not chodes, but you probably are.
just keep listening to us.
Right? Yeah. We're not chodes. Most of the time. But no, so he had this manly ASMR, and I could see, I could see a little bit more of the concept of what he was talking about, but again, it still to me was not soothing or relaxing.
Like,
yeah. It was this guy that came on, and he was like, hi.
Oh.
He's like, this is Iggy, and this is, and they all whisper.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and he's like, this is manly ASMR, and it's for men. And he's like, I'm here to talk about men things. We're not going to talk about lipstick. Oh. You're not going to see me go through my purse. And I'm like, I wouldn't want to see that anyway.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah. Like,
who's going to see
their purse?
And he was a bald guy that had this, like, cut-off flannel.
Of course.
And he had bad jokes. And so, like, and his was an hour long. Wow. So, I, like, there was a picture, like, it was him. He opened up. And the sound quality on these, now, mind you, is phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, so, they must have really
something to be desired for us, our little thing we got going on here.
Couch podcast.
Yeah.
But the sound quality is actually really good. So, like, he would crack open, because, I mean, he's whispering, but you can hear it, like, it's loud.
Well, that's kind of their shtick.
Yeah.
So, they got to have the good quality.
So,
for sure.
He would crack open, he cracked open in Guinness, and it was like you could hear like the
and the car, the nitrous thing that's in there or whatever,
and then he poured it and you could almost hear, you know, Guinness pours very softly,
yes,
but then he would sit there and he would take a drink of it and you could hear him like taking a drink, and then he's like, so anyways, and he kept licking his lips and making these like sucky sounds with his mouth.
So is the intention of this to make you feel like you're drinking a Guinness?
That's the way, you know, I was understanding, like, a true ASMR video, because the one girl said that she would like, she would talk about, you can feel me touching your shoulder and now I'm rubbing in between there. And so it,
so like transporting you, you to what they're doing.
It kind of makes you feel like, okay, I'm getting that sensation here. I know you're not touching me,
right,
but I'm getting the sensation of what it is that you're doing. So like one of the other ones that I saw that actually I felt like really fit more of the ASMR was a girl just standing there and she would like pour lotion. Like she had just a short sleeve t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And she took lotion and like drew a line of lotion, squirted a line of lotion on her arm, and then just sat there and rubbed it in and rubbed it in and rubbed it in.
So they're getting from like people that enjoy these videos are getting like the sensation of what it feels like to be putting lotion on, but the sound of it also is contributing to it.
I think that's part of it.
And then you're moisturized.
Through osmosis? I feel hydrated.
Like the guy drinking the Guinness, it's like, oh, I'm drunk.
No, I'm drunk.
That's how alcoholics do it.
Yeah. Recovering alcoholics. I don't know. Well, so there was a study that went in and said that, you know, there out of 475 participants that watched these videos, that 98% of them truly watched it for relaxation purposes.
Okay.
Out of that 98%, 80% of them said that it really did help them fall asleep.
Okay, cool.
And that 70% said that it did provide immense stress relief.
Okay.
Which I can see that, because as you're sitting there watching it, it really is like there's nothing else going on, right? And because you're so tuned into what you're watching and you can hear what's going on, and it makes it sound like it's right there, and you're just kind of like,
well, it's very mindless.
Yeah. And you really don't sit there and think like, okay, I have to go to the grocery store, I have to get this done, I have to, it's just like, how long is she going to rub this lotion?
Well, I totally can relate to that, because my issues of falling asleep at night, which I have a lot of trouble, it usually takes me a good hour and a half to fall asleep when I go to bed, is because my mind it's goes. Just rolling. Yeah. It's just rolling. Yeah. All this stuff. Yeah. Not in like a bad way.
No.
But I just think about, or I think about like, oh, I did that earlier and I'm going to do this tomorrow. Yep. And I saw this funny thing on TV. And
right. Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit, now I've been laying here for an hour and a half. Right. So focusing on that one thing, you know, I can see take that will help you fall asleep.
Kind of helps
you know?
Take your mind off all of that. And yeah, I think it would help you. I think the hard part would be, I don't know if it's, you know, it, like I said, when it's done, it's just done.
Yeah.
And then are you hopefully asleep by that point, or do you have to go watch another video, or what is it? So the Cosmic Barber video that I had watched.
The slap and grab.
Right, yeah. The slap and spray. It had 10 million views on YouTube, but they also said that the reason these have so many views is because people are repeat watching them.
Oh, for sure.
Night after night.
If
after
you find
night,
something that works, trust me, from someone that has trouble falling asleep, finding something that works is like priceless. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
for sure.
And again, I don't know if it's just like in my mind, I just struggle with. Like, cause there was a song, I'll have to put it up when we put this episode up, remind me. There was a song that, I don't know if you can call it a song, but it was a musical accompaniment thing.
Okay.
That they said, if you have trouble sleeping, to turn this on and listen to it. And it's very, and it does, it really does. It's like this, it's like a dong. Like, I don't know how to describe
and
it.
And I'm asleep.
Right. But, and it's like 9 minutes long. And I remember I listened to it and I kept thinking, okay, but where's the chorus? Like, where's the bridge going to come in? You know, like, I'm so
waiting.
I'm always waiting for something else to happen and like stimulate me.
Right.
And so I think that's why maybe more I have problems falling asleep. And even me trying to watch these videos.
Yeah.
I was like, do something with the lotion. Like, you know, like she, like, you know, she rubbed it in.
Right.
And I'm like,
you're like waiting. Yeah.
Like, put your clothes on. Like, put your sleep down now. Like, come on. Like, you know, do a kick. Like,
obviously, this was like not geared towards you.
No, like, I want to be stimulated with my time on this earth. Like, I want to be learning and growing and doing. And, I don't want to just be like,
complacent with that. Yeah.
That's
nice.
That's nice that you rubbed
it. I don't think either one of us are I don't think either one of us are very relaxed people. Not that we don't know how to relax and enjoy ourselves, but I think you and I are very hyper and go-getters and like, you know, ready to roll, you know, type thing. And like that kind of video, it doesn't really, I mean, maybe with the sleeping part of it, but just something to do to relax me? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and I think that's where I come into.
Was it Johnny Says Relax?
Right. Frankie says.
That's what it is.
Frankie says relax.
Yes, you're right.
And see, I feel like that's where I get more of a, I mean, if I could pay someone to massage me every night, then
There you go.
That's how I would fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you can just, like, rub on my back and massage my arms and back and
then
everything.
Then you gotta hope they leave after you fall asleep.
Well, you know, stick around, do you? Like, I'm asleep, have a beer, like, whatever. No. I mean, it's so funny because my boyfriend's always like, you know, he's like, I will do that every single night. And I'm like, yeah, but then you fall asleep. You know, like, he rubs for, 30 seconds, and then the hand goes limp. And I'm snoring. Like, son of a bitch. Like, I'm wide awake playing Yahtzee or whatever else. Like, Candy Crushing it. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just, it's, they're out there. I think there's obviously a huge audience for it.
Sure.
I think I just need to keep watching a few more. You know, you got to find your niche.
Find what
works for you.
What fetish do you like?
Right.
What sleep fetish do you like?
And I do like watching those. Like, there's some of those food videos where it's like they cut into like a perfect cake, or they, you know, like you said, the shaving of the soap, or there's a like they put these lollipops or like these cake pops into this like frosting, and it comes out
perfect. I've seen
and
those.
It swirls
around.
I like watching stuff like that, but then it's...
Well, there's like a subreddit that I look at all the time, like Oddly Satisfying is the subreddit.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like things like that where it's just like the perfect swirl.
Yeah.
Or like, or there's one, there's a subreddit, Power Washing Porn. I don't know if anybody else looks at this.
Oh.
But it's like you see like a filthy patio and then it's power washing. Oh, that's right up my alley.
That's a brain orgasm for you.
Yeah. For sure, brain orgasm with that one.
Yeah. I like that kind of stuff too, though. Like, it was dirty and now it's clean.
Porn. Gets me every time. Clean porn. Hilarious.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's ASMR.
Yeah, I've been super curious about that. Like I said, a friend of mine had brought that up, and I just really just hadn't had the time to research it and stuff. So I'm glad you brought that to the table today.
Yeah, so.
For sure.
Yeah, so go out there, look at it, let us know what
you think.
Listen
to the whispers, my friends.
Yeah. Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Right?
Is this the musical episode?
I think that's the Pocahontas one or whatever. I mean, I guess my whole thing is, like, if I'm going to go to sleep, like, I need a fan. Like, I just need a fan turned on.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, and if I don't have that and it's too quiet, then I go to, like, but other than that, like, I can't have the TV on. I can't have anything like that. Like,
I have
it needs to be staticky. Like,
that, without fail, solitaire on my phone.
Oh.
Solitaire.
Put you
I play that. I have tried so many things. I've had sleep problems since I was a child.
Really?
And I have tried so many things. Solitaire does it.
Hmm.
There is a 2 hour difference and me falling asleep when it comes to playing a couple rounds of solitaire versus not.
I do that with Candy Crush anymore because I'm so used to playing it that at nighttime
it's
before
the monotony
I go to bed.
Of it. It's the moving and just the looking of the numbers. And like we were saying with the AMSR, it's just not focusing, or ASMR.
ASMR, yeah.
Yeah, not focusing on anything else. It's like I'm completely focused on that. So I get it.
I get it. And that's because now it's funny. Like if I sit here on the couch and I go to play a game of Candy Crush, like within two games, I'm like,
oh,
I'm tired.
I should go to bed. You know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so ASMR is a thing. Yeah.
Hey, I might take your part of it. Yeah, I might check it out.
So, all right, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I am so excited for my topic just because I want to see your face when I bring it up. Guys, I think that Angie is going to just hate this and love it.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Angela,
I'm excited and nervous.
Well, we are combining a couple things here.
What if I'm whatever, it's stupid.
Nah. Well, you probably think it's so stupid. That's why I can't wait to see your face. Okay. So, we all know that there are now, like, there's all these, like, DNA, Ancestry.com, like, DNA testing, the 21andMe or whatever those, like, companies are that they have that.
Wow.
Angela.
Yes.
The newest thing that we have out in all of this, like, DNA stuff.
Lay it on me, Molly.
DNA testing, Angela.
Yes.
For your cat.
You know, I knew this was a thing.
You do?
I just found out about this like 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And I flipped my shit.
I knew it.
I flipped my shit.
If you are first-time listeners to our podcast, Angela's not a fan of cats.
I hate cats. They're the fucking devil. They will rise up and kill us someday. I believe this is probably the fourth time I've said that on this podcast.
Well,
mark my words.
Well, I mean, with all the DNA testing that might be going on.
You now know.
Well, we may know now.
Yeah.
Because.
You don't need a DNA test
this
to know
company,
the cats are going to fucking kill you.
Well, this company called Base Paws, like paws as in rare. you can learn about your cat's ancestry traits and health through these DNA tests.
The fuck? Okay. This is not okay. So I'll go ahead because mine looks a little bit different. Okay.
So you can learn about their breed through the DNA testing, which will lead you to their distant ancestral roots.
No.
There are 32 cat breeds or 14 wild cats that your cat could fall
under. You want to know what this test is going to tell you? That your cat was a dick in ancient Egypt as much as they were a dick today. That's what this test is going to be like. Yeah, is your cat a dick?
Wait.
Because cats are dicks. You don't need to spend money.
This company is promising coming in 2019.
Jesus.
That you can, from your cat's DNA, learn their maternal and parental tracing.
No. Cats are
you
cats.
You could do sibling tests.
Oh, fuck that. They're all related. Your mom's probably your sister because cats don't give a fuck.
Now,
that's why you go to a farm and there's 19 cats because they all screw one another. They don't care.
The one thing that I did find beneficial, and I know there's people that are very much cat lovers and everything like that, is that it can tell you the health, like in regards to like their breed and their DNA, like the risk of conditions, their diet recommendations,
can you just go
and
through
things
their
like
poop?
That.
Do you really have to spend money on
a cat?
DNA
so
test?
Just like give it like just some cat food.
Right?
So now the best part about this place
is that they are also developing tests to determine your cat's traits. Where you
your
can,
cat's a dick.
No, where you can find out personality predictions.
A dick.
Catnip addict likelihood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shut the front door.
I was like, or, and then they also like
catnip
addict predictions, like likelihood if they will become a catnip.
That would be like saying, here, if we give you some cocaine and you sniff it, how likely are you to become an addict?
I know.
Pretty fucking likely, and because then, it's a drug.
And then after that, they have on the website that it's just like they have personality predictions.
It's a dick. You don't need a personality prediction.
Catnip addict likelihood. And then they have after that, fun facts.
Fun fact. You just spent a lot of money for no fucking reason.
Guys, I totally picked this topic just to get Angie riled up.
Oh my god, I'm so mad. Save your money.
Speaking of the test itself.
Yes.
To buy your DNA testing, which I'm thinking they were like, is gonna be, it's like a hair, like you can send in like a hair for them, like a cat hair or whatever. But it's $95. You get results in 8 to 12 weeks. No, results in 8 to 12
this
weeks.
This is such a scam.
No, but wait. So,
this
you know.
This is such a fucking scam. And they also put, this business.
They put on there. So, for, you know what a sphinx cat is? It's a hairless cat or whatever. If you have a hairless cat. And this
they're,
is why I think
they're
it's
sphincter cat. That's no. what they are.
Oh, poor sphinx cats. They didn't mean to be born ugly.
The hairless cats that look ugly as shit? Yeah, yeah. Like aliens?
Yes, yes. That's a sphinx cat. Those so, this is why
weird.
I think it's a hair test.
They
because they said
the fuck out.
They said for sphinx cats you can get a swab kit.
So no, they don't let you near your cat them because they're assholes. They don't let you. Can we just swab their anal glands?
I don't
cats
know.
Have anal glands.
I'm sure you're like dogs? Open up their kitty and like right? swab their mouth. Yeah.
Was it Grandma Wrinkles? That's what Dina from Real Housewives.
Is that what she called Grandma
New
Wrinkles?
Jersey. Her cat's name was Grandma Wrinkles. Like I can because she was a sphinx cat. I can just be like.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
How'd you get bit? Well, I was trying to DNA test my fucking dick of a cat and it bit me.
And find out some fun facts.
Yeah. But the personality test came back and said she's a real sweetheart.
When I'm not trying to shove a Q-tip down her asshole.
Like, I don't know. Like, any pet that I've ever had has always been, like, a rescue pet.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be all, like, rescue, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's a good thing to do.
It
but,
is.
Like, why, like, regardless if you have, like, a purebred animal or a rescue or whatever have you, like, why do you care? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know why you would care to find out your cat's, like... Except for health reasons, maybe.
They came from lions. Like, I don't
understand. But, I mean, except for health reasons, like, that's what your vet's for. Like, I don't know why you would, like...
So, the only thing I can... I mean, I again, from the rescue... Okay, so the reason that I was... That this came to me is that I had friends that were talking about it, and they had actually rescued a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the rescue shelter had said that they thought that the dog was... was a certain breed. And they said, we're pretty sure that this dog is like 75% X, right?
Right.
And they were like, okay. And the more they kept, like, they got to know the dog, they're like, I think there's something else in this dog, right?
Okay.
Like, because it, you know, they were trying to train him and he was getting to be aggressive and there's all this other stuff going on.
So you maybe need to know
so
in
they,
order.
So they actually did a DNA test on the dog.
What?
And it came back, but it said he's, you know, 25% this, 25% this, and 50%
whatever.
Pit bull
whatever.
And they were super shocked because they're like, that's not what... You know, we
necessarily just by
wanted.
Looking at a dog, you can never tell.
But,
yeah.
Right. And so because he was so mixed with all these different breeds, but it was able to mark down the type of breed
sure.
that was in the dog. And so it actually helped them train him.
Okay. So,
because
yeah.
they
okay.
knew, you know, right. not every dog trains
nobody's
the
training
same.
A cat.
No, because they're dicks. Oh. So, like, I'm still not necessarily an advocate. Like, I get where they were coming from on that. But I think they paid a lot of money to have that done as well. And I was like, man, like, just train it. Like.
Yeah.
But it did. I mean, I think it helps in the end. But, like, at the same time, like, for your fucking... Your cat's a cat.
Yeah. You want to learn fun facts, though.
What? Fun facts?
Or, I mean, I'm very concerned that my cat may become addicted to catnip. I mean, if he has the personality traits to become addicted to catnip,
you know
maybe
what,
I
Sharon?
Shouldn't buy him catnip.
You know what, Sharon? maybe you shouldn't let your cats interbreed with all the other cats, and then we wouldn't have to wonder where the cat line came from.
So, yeah, that is my thing for this week. If anyone is concerned about their cat,
they're not. Wondering, no.
You can get it. That company again was Base Paws.
So,
like, meow.
I hope that that becomes their new, like, Base Paws.
Meow.
Wanna know your breed of cat? Just call Base Paws.
Meow. Oh, my God.
Start writing jingles.
Oh, I've said for years I should be a jingle writer. I fucking love jingles.
I convinced people. I think I told you this that one night. I convinced people.
Oh, yeah,
people
yeah.
That I
think you said it on the podcast.
In the Lego commercial. So, yeah. But anyways, no, I feel like, is there any type of, like, backup to this?
Like what? Like if they can't figure it out?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, is there any type of, like, regulation around...
Well, like, what if you find out if your cat's, like, a crazy psycho? Like, the fun fact is that he's insane?
Well, they're never going to tell you that. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, I could send you a swab. And do they say, like, send us a picture of your cat, too? Because if you send me, I'd be like, oh, so this is a calico. And
right.
I don't know what other breeds there are.
This
I
mean, apparently they can detect between 32 breeds of, like, domesticated cats and 14 wild cats.
But we're just taking their word for it.
Like, what is the science? Like, why are we doing this
but
science?
But I don't know that it's real. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Is like, you could just send me $95 and I'm like, hey, Ma, pick out of the jar. What kind of,
it's a tomcat.
Let's get three breeds out today, you know, and put it in the mail and be like, is he addicted to catnip?
Nope. Spin the wheel. What fun fact does Harvey get? Harvey is.
He likes to play with a ball of yarn. Oh, he loves the sun.
Here you go, Sharon.
I'd be like, oh, I always need
that.
Oh,
Harvey. People are just, like, wasting their money buying into these, like, facts.
Like, is there any regulation around, like, does this have to be true? Like, how do we know?
Right. Yeah, they're just scamming people, telling them stuff about their cats.
Right,
yeah.
Which makes me think about, like, the DNA for humans.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Like, how much of that is truly... Correct.
Yeah. Well, and you know what I've thought about with that? Like, they're saying all this and people are buying into it, and I haven't done that or anything. But what if it comes back, like, 20 years down the road, like, as in, like, now, like, when they're saying in court cases, like, certain things are admissible now.
Oh,
that they thought were, you know, like, carpet fibers are no longer admissible in court. Like, with that kind of stuff. They've proven that that's not necessarily the best way to tell, like testing and things like that. So, like, with this ancestry DNA or whatever, are they going to come back to us 20 years later, like, oh, P.S., that form of testing is no longer valid.
Right.
What we told you, you know, like, you're not really Swedish.
Yeah. Put the meatball down.
I think maybe it's a thing that, yeah, like, people are maybe buying too much into it
now.
Well, people are, like, buying too much into it. Like, I don't know. Like, I come from a standpoint of, like, I don't really care. You know, about, you know, like, if I have a pet, it's not like I'm looking for, like, oh, it's not the breed I wanted. Let's give it back.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I get, you know, I mean, I understand, like, the ancestry.com, right? Like, going back and trying to find your heritage, like, going back and trying to say, like, trying to trace your lineage.
Right.
Right. So saying, okay, I am related, you know, like.
I guess people love their cats that much.
No. Fuck that. I'm sorry. Your cat is a cat is a cat. Like, and I get that a human's a human's a human, but, like, your cat didn't come over on the Mayflower.
Maybe.
Fuck that.
Maybe their lineage did.
Well, then Columbus needed to just sail away.
If you could test for their ancestral line.
Sail away if he's the one that brought his cats, because that's bullshit.
Oh, my
but
God.
I did see somewhere where there's a lot of, and I love a good conspiracy theory.
Sure. Huge fan.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Huge fan.
And so there was a kind of this conspiracy theory thought out there that the government does have their hand in or access to a lot of these DNA sites. Like, you're sending in your DNA and sending it to them, and they're trying to find
you get it back and it says your cat's a dog.
No, this is for humans. You get it back, and they're like, oh, by the way, did you murder someone in 84?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, that was me. Sorry. Like, Yeah, like, because they have your DNA on file now.
Oh, that's how the Golden State Killer was found.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but they can start using, you know, like, these DNA kits and stuff like that, where it's like, well, you're not reading the fine print on what you're signing up for when you send that in, and your shit's available now for the government to get, like...
Big Brother's watching.
Oh, it comes Andy's back. Watching your cat.
Yeah, I was going to say, and your cat is, like, wanted for murder.
But guess who doesn't give a shit about where your cat came from, or what they ate, or...
You didn't know what your cat did before you got it? Maybe he's out there maybe he's out there wanted.
No. Nobody wants a cat. Stop. I hate them. And I'm so sorry because I have so many friends. Like, every single one of my friends loves cats.
Yeah.
I think the only person that hates cats is my boyfriend. Like, he hates them as much as I do.
Yeah.
So that's why it's just made in heaven.
Nice.
But every single, like, my, like, you used to own a cat.
Yeah. I love cats. Yeah.
You have.
I don't think I'll have another one, but I like cats. Yeah. They're cool.
Yeah. You had a cat. Like, my friend Misty has two cats.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and they had one cat, and then they got a second cat, and then that other cat died, so then they had to get another. I'm like, now you have two cats. Two fucking cats.
We should let her know about the DNA testing.
Her friend Julie's got, like, 17 cats. Dave, run. It's time to get out, Dave. Julie keeps bringing in the cats. It's time to go. But... So, yeah. I mean, it's like everybody has cats.
Yeah. Well, I just now can't you can do get it. Them tested for their DNA.
I'd be curious to know who's sending it in and, like, what. I just want to see what the form looks like.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start my own.
Uh-huh.
Called Best Paws.
Oh, goodness. So that's my thing for this week. People. I thought it would be something that would get you a rise out of you.
You know what I want? I want an ASMR video of people just swabbing their cats.
I don't think that would be relaxing.
It would be, because the cat would be getting tortured.
Yeah.
So it's not tortured. They're fine. Unclenched.
No, I'm just kidding. Unclenched. Oh my goodness.
So they're fine. So yeah, well, if anybody out there is DNA testing their feline,
let us know your results.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was related to lions. I had no idea.
Simba's his uncle.
He was related to Scar.
It's a bad egg.
Does that mean he's gonna roll up and kill me someday? Yes.
Yes. Because
cats are evil. Yes. They are the devil.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So,
well thank you. That's absolutely awesome.
I know. I started reading it, I was like, oh man.
That is hilarious. Tell
about this one.
Oh, that is so unnecessary. Good. But I'm so glad that it exists because
it's people, and I would say it's pretty bougie, even though it's not expensive. You're going an extra step when you're sending in that swab.
There's so many things I could do with $95 in the cotton swab, and it would not be. Oh, actually, I don't know what I would do with $95.
This is my cat Checkers, and he has a lineage going back 300 years.
He came over on the Mayflower.
I mean, that's why we keep him on this pedestal.
You remember that cat that was in that video of Madonna?
The black cat that walks across with Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
Yeah.
The cat that walks across.
He's related to him.
Or what was it? The Morris the cat, right? Wasn't he a famous cat?
Oh, he was like the Kimmel cat, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Morris.
I would tell people my cat was related to Garfield. He likes lasagnas. Fun fact.
Oh, good grief.
Fun fact, your cat likes lasagnas.
All right. Okay, we're going off the rails here. Cats will do that to you.
Oh, fuck. All right. Okay, so anyway, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. We're glad that we can continue to bring great episodes for you.
Yeah, within the next couple episodes, guys, we'll be announcing the stuff that's coming out that we're going to do. We're going to add a couple extra things. We're going to have some, like,
mini-sodes.
Mini-sodes and topical episodes and things like that.
Yeah. So if there's something you can think of, like, that's maybe theme-related or something that you'd like to hear about, or you've got some ideas, you know, please don't hesitate to let us know. Keep commenting on our Instagram.
Yes, definitely.
Those of you that follow us right now at _ so that's a thing on Instagram. First of all, thank you for following us. And
yeah.
We love it when you you guys comment on there for the stuff we put throughout the week. I like going back with the banter.
Yeah, for sure.
So it lets us know that you see it and that
put stuff on there and we'll do our best to like respond and comment back and, you know, have a back and forth with everybody. And I think it's great. Like, and people like going back and forth with each other as well. Oh, yeah. Like, it's really nice.
Yeah. So I think that's super cool. So we have a little following.
Yeah,
that's so cool. So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much. Yeah, stay tuned for more. We look forward to bringing you so much more.
Yeah.
With So That's a Thing. Yeah. We're so excited that you listen. Don't forget to tell friends.
Yay.
And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.